KB0, KBJ, mobile monitoring. Hopefully you can hear me over the noise of the vehicle. KB0, KBJ. Hey, you went around this morning. Boy, kind of quiet. KB0, KBJ, mobile. Hey, Rusty, how's it going? Good to hear you. Good morning.
Steve, doing pretty good. Are you down here in South Carolina now?
No, I'm in the other southern state. Still, I thought you might ask that, or somebody who knew me might ask that. Rainy up here today. A lot of rain. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got a good signal coming in here. You got some noise in there, but other than that, you're pretty good. Just thought I'd say hello and see how you and the family are doing.
Yeah, glad you did. We're doing well. Everyone's fine and healthy. Well, like I said, it is raining. Probably I think it's the second time it's rained this year. And it's really lasting quite a while. I guess it's our spring rain. Probably had about an inch. It started off yesterday. Yesterday about noon. So, got an inch of rain so far.
I poured 2.25 inches of rain out of my rain gauge this morning. And that's from rain that started at about 8 o'clock last night down here where I live, and overnight rain. So I had 2.25 inches last night alone. So, you know, it's raining everywhere, as they say. And anyway, well, I just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello and see how y'all were doing. Be safe up there, and if you're out on the road, like I think I heard you say you were in the car, be safe there, too. Rainy roads can be nasty roads. We'll catch you another time, Steve. I got a phone call getting ready to come in. I got to be there to answer it. Got to help a fella set up some software for ham radio. We'll catch you later. You have a good day and a good week. KB0, KBJ, W2T.
Alrighty, Rusty. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not much traffic on these roads. I've met 2 cars since I've left town. And that's about, I don't know, 6-7 miles ago. And I see 1 car back there about a half mile behind me. Oh, here comes another car up the road. You have yourself a good morning. Good hearing you again, Rusty. WU2T, KB0KBJ.
KB0KBJ, W4DJW. Still there, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good to hear you. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, doing good this morning. We're all hemmed up in the house, have been for weeks. I was just curious if you had made it back from the cruise before the virus hit. How'd that work out?
Yeah, we made it back no problem. Plane from Houston to Denver was packed full. keeping the whole crud idea of any sort in mind, I had the AC blowing on the airplane there. The vents is blowing, blasting me. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it was cold, but I hope fresh air. But yeah, it was all right. There was the differences we noticed on the trip was a lot of hand sanitizer on the boat. I mean, you could walk everywhere. There was a hand sanitizer dispensing station. Stick your hand underneath it and squirt out a little bit. You could do it about every 30 seconds. Other than that, they asked if we, when we got on the boat. Everyone says boat, but they say it's a ship. So, ship. They asked when we got on there, have you been to South Korea, Italy, or China? No. Have you been in contact with anyone? No. All right. On to the next regular questions, you know. That's what the lady actually said. But that was the only differences we noticed. So we made it back, I think, when did we come back? Very first part of March, March 3rd. So, yeah, about a week before it all hit the fan. And I'm glad.
Well, that's good to hear. Was curious about whether you guys got detained. That's good that you didn't get detained. Other than that, how was the cruise? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we did. I did. Megan really did. First time for her. You know, you go down there, ideas of balmy weather, you know, tropical this and that. It wasn't that. They can't do nothing about the weather. So, the day before we left, I was watching on the TV cold front coming into Houston with freezing temps. We got on the ship the next day and 35 mile an hour winds up top, you know, how tall they can be, 100 foot. So everyone had to move from the one side of the ship over somewhere else inside or such. And that cold front chased us all the way across the Gulf. And the captain, I think he had put a little extra steam in the boilers. And we just were streaking along as fast as the thing go, about 25 mile an hour. Finally, I ran it. We had two stops. One in Mall Hall, which is about six hours south as the cruise boat goes, of Cozumel, which was our second stop. So we're going to bypass Cozumel, go to Mall Hall. Finally got to Mall Hall a day and a half later. And three ships are ready docked there. That's all it can take. Captain comes on and says, much to our surprise, too many ships can't dock here, so we're going back to Cozumel. I was like, what? Oh, sorry, not another 6 hours. Basically, a whole other sea day instead of a shore day. We got to Cozumel in the evening, so we spent the night there, but you can't do nothing. At night, everyone sleeps, you know. So basically, it was three sea days and one day at Cozumel. And like I said, that cold front the whole time was chasing us. Finally got out of it. Seen about an hour and a half worth of truly warm and sunny weather down there as we turned around and looked at the shore and ships and, okay, bye-bye. And headed back into the cold front. And blustery and windy and made it through there, but it was still cooler in Cozumel and windy, but not so gray and blustery, but just, you know, a little windy. So that canceled all water activities that the Port Authority did, so didn't get to go scuba diving. So, but of course everything else was all right.
JW. Well, considering that you got it in and you were able to get back and you didn't have to, like, sit out in the water for weeks or months, I guess you could consider that successful. Probably relaxing, too, if you didn't, if you had a lot of time out at sea and they didn't have a lot of activities going around, it probably forced you to relax a little. Anyway, I was curious about that. How's the situation in South Dakota with the virus? You guys running out of any essential supplies or anything like that? Still got plenty of work? How's it going up there?
Yeah, KB0, KBJ. Yeah, considering what other cruise ships passengers experienced, I'm glad we got it in when we did. That was the only inconvenience, and they did refund us $50, considering the whole trip was $50, $250, you know, it wasn't bad. I mean, not the whole trip, but that portion. Let's see, situation up here, we've never been under lockdown. The only thing they've done statewide is close the schools. And, you know, you might have seen on the news for a bit, news found, oh my, somebody isn't under lockdown. You know, you've seen our Governor Kristi Noem on the CNN or Sean Hannity or some other show, I don't know, I was told, I didn't see it, explaining why. So we've never seen really felt it, haven't gotten scared to leave our house because we're supposed to be, you know, only at home type of thing. Like I've seen some other people who, Minnesota, you know, venture out, they're like, we're leaving our house. Haven't seen that attitude. We got the blast shields up for sneezing and coughing at gas stations and everywhere else mostly. And hand sanitizer, yeah, that aisle picked pretty thin. We had the shortage of basically no toilet paper for a month. It's back now. All the beef in the store, Walmart, I'm talking mostly now, where everyone goes. No ground hamburger. I think that might be coming back a little now. I haven't paid attention. Watertown, you know, being the major center here, even Clear Lake, yeah, they closed like public libraries and all public thing, roped off playground equipment. It's silly. They did that, and they pretty much made it non-essential services in Watertown, but it wasn't a statewide thing. So, you know, there's not all the extra stuff anyhow around here, so pretty much everything's essential. So a lot of stuff did stay open, or even restaurants, you know, to drive through or walk in and take out. But they got rid of that just like last weekend, so I think they're starting to open up even to more seating in restaurants, Perkins and such, you know, that sit-down restaurant. But it's really been quite normal, all things considered, compared to the rest of the country over.
Well, I guess that's kind of good for you, I mean, as long as it doesn't spread the virus. And I suppose it's not, or they would have taken more drastic measures. Well, we've only been going out like once every other week or every third week, and having some stuff delivered. I think last time I went to the store was this past Sunday, I believe it was, and they're still out of toilet paper. got everything else. Might not have been able to get the brand that I wanted, but I got everything else. And that's kind of good because it forces you to switch, get out of your habits, and try something different. But that hasn't been successful at proving worth changing once everything gets restored. Not so far, but it is kind of a good thing, I guess, to break you out of old habits. What else? Oh, yeah, when I first started, when it first hit, the first time I went out, there weren't very many people on the road at all. So a lot of people were respecting the stay-at-home order. But as weeks go by, or months, every time I go out, like this past Sunday when I went out, it was, it appeared to be back to business as usual. It appeared to have exceeded the boundary of what people self-restraint is capable of, because the Lowe's was packed, right? There's a lot of people in Lowe's, Home Depot the same way. When I went to the grocery store, there was quite a few people there. It wasn't like it was when it first started. So I think patience is starting to wear thin. We've still got quite a few cases in the state. So far, I've only heard of a couple of people that have, you know, that were close enough to me to have contracted it. So it seems like they've got it. Only one person that I know that may not make it, and I don't know him. It's a friend of Amy's, a guy that works where she was working. Other than that, I think the drastic measures have been very effective. But we'll see when round two hits. when they open it up, hope we don't have to shut it right back down again.
Yeah. As far as work goes, we have been so busy, and it just works out. Back in December, we bid on this 40-unit apartment complex. We also picked up a new builder back then, which does homes. So we've been, and that all fired off about those jobs. Well, the builder was doing, and you got to remember, it's just two guys basically, me and the boss. And the builder, he started off, I was in the middle of winter, we hacked him in the ground, in the frozen ground. So we're in the middle of that, and then the apartment complex kicks off. And, right away we're like, okay, way too much work. So we had to actually get other guys to come in. And bottom line is we've been busier than ever. I've been getting out every day. It's like job. Can't really do online plumbing. ironically, I've been getting out every day. And not mixing and mingling, but something. Yeah, I gotta go to the stores, so I see all that. Like you said, the businesses about a month ago, everyone's like, oh, you know, although there was an official lockdown, people didn't move. I mean, it was quiet at 11 o'clock in the morning. And you know, you get the flow of, kind of get the feel for the flow of traffic in town. I did that, especially when I was locating, being in town all day, out and around. And I was like, wow, it's quiet. It's like Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and everybody has turkey in their stomachs, you know? And, but yeah, like, as the weather's warmed up too, now we're seeing, you know, a couple of weeks back, people riding motorbikes, you know, getting out, coming out of winter. And, so it's, then Watertown, they said, non-essential businesses only, you know? Or essential businesses only, basically, and non-essentials closed. But that would just lead to Menards and Walmart, everybody packing in there, and then the little guys, business owners, like, hey, what's the deal? We got big buildings. We can do the social distancing. We don't have to close. So finally, the city council, threw, you know, they took away that. Like, yeah, just use. We all got the idea how to do social distancing now and hand sanitizer. So you know, you figure it out. It's kind of what they're just like last week started. So. That's the work situation. I went to visit my brother in Minnesota where they got to stay at home. But he's considered essential. They got a broad list of essential. He's essential being in construction. They didn't close that down totally like they did in some other states. And he lives out in the sticks, not near the city. So went out there, visited him a couple weeks, 3 weeks back. Coming back, I'm avoiding any major towns. I only seen like 50 cars in a 3.5 hour drive. Now, it is pretty rural, but still, that's pretty quiet on a Sunday afternoon, evening, you know. That was, well, you could really move along, you know, 80 mile an hour. I heard in Iowa, like, police have been stopping people for doing 100 mile an hour, a lot more than they usually do, because the roads are so open. That's what I heard one story about. KB0KBJ.
Repeater time out, please.
Surprise, surprise, the alligator got me again.
Well, that's okay. We have to test that functionality every now and then, make sure it's still working. It doesn't happen near as much as it used to when the repeater was busier and people talked on it a lot. But good to know it still works. When 9/11 happened, I remember coming home from Charlotte after the second tower came down. They ordered everybody out. Everybody go home. Get out of here. And I was coming back from Charlotte to Greenville, and there wasn't a plane in the sky. Most people had already gone and were already at home because the roads were like you were explaining. There weren't that many people on it. And I was letting it roll down Interstate 85, and I got stopped. That was the last ticket that I got on the day of 9/11. And he gave me a break. I don't know how fast I was going, but it was way over the speed limit. But he reduced it quite a bit. But I was doing the same thing. I was in a hurry to get home. Cell phones weren't working. You couldn't talk to anybody. No, I mean, it was barren on the road, nobody around. So I can see why people are tempted to do that. But the cops are all out there. They're still doing their job. Well, it's good to hear that you're doing good. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Just curious about what the conditions were like up in South Dakota. You be safe, Steve. Good talking to you. Glad you enjoyed your vacation. KP0KBJ, W4DJW.
Yeah. I guess I was told both by my brother in Minnesota about the police there and by an officer directly around here that unless it's blatant violations, they're not going to stop you around here. You know, the little fudging stuff or even tags not being renewed. And just, you know, yeah, they're not going to worry about it too much. I guess they don't want to deal with the public. I guess that's their thinking. Deal with them as little as possible. Yeah, good hearing you, Dave. And, hey, I haven't mowed my grass yet. My neighbors have, so that's a situation on that. Some of the gardens are starting to get in, but it's still too cold. They can wait till the end of the month before that really needs to be done. But the grass is nice and green, although the trees have not seen any. Well, my apple trees and such have started to leaf out. But as I drive along down the interstate here, I can see trees that there's no sign of greenery yet. At least they don't look green, although if you look closely, you can see small leaves. You gotta look real close. Oh, that's kind of how it is here. All right, I see the exit in sight, so I gotta get out here in a few minutes and do my thing. Good chatting, Dave. I'm glad you gave me a holler. You have yourself a good one. Say hi to Amy. W4DJW at KB0KBJ.